God for being here. Thank God for being on the Lord's side. Amen. Thank God for grace and mercy. Glory to God. God is great and greatly to be praised. Amen. Amen. So, if it's true that messages come to the messenger first, then I'm sure you all are probably saying to yourself, I can't wait till Brother Nick gets his act together up there. Because today, we're going to talk about worry, we're going to talk about stress, we're going to talk about anxiety. Amen. And unfortunately, you just have to, you know, maybe you can get something out of it for yourself. Amen? Amen. 1 Peter 5. Amen. But it's real. Amen, it's real. And, you know, I think one thing we have to understand is we really have to, see, I always look at things from a very practical standpoint, and, you know, we really have to day by day look at this thing. Amen. Each day that the Lord wakes us up, as we always say, there's a struggle going on. Amen. You know, the Bible says to walk after the Spirit and not after the flesh. Amen. So our struggle is to walk after the Spirit while we have an enemy that comes to steal, kill, and destroy and wants to cause us to walk after the flesh. Amen? So if we don't look at it from a very, if we don't break it down to what it actually is, a lot of times we lose time, we lose days, and you know, the day is over and you look back and what did I do it today? Did I accomplish anything? I'm just tired. Amen? You know, I don't know how effective my day was because it just blew by without us even thinking about what was going on. Amen? So we really have to break it down and we really have to start the day off right and then, you know, follow the instructions of, Lord, you know, this day, this hour, you know, what would you have me to do? Amen? And I think the more we can concentrate on being present in the situations that make up our day, the better day we can have. Amen? Like right now, you shouldn't be thinking about what you left when you came in here or what you're going to eat when you leave here. No, you should be present right now, saying right now, I'm in church and I'm here for a purpose. Amen? Not because I didn't have anything better to do. I got a lot of things I could do, but I chose to be here because I want to be here and I want to get something from it. So what we should be doing is, okay, right now, forget about everything else. Forget about what we got to take care of. Right now, Lord, help me to be present right now to maybe hear something that can help me when I walk out that door and face all those things that I have to face. Amen? Because maybe I'll face them with a better attitude or a better idea of what I need to do. Amen? So when we look at 1 Peter, the 5th chapter, what I want us to understand is how the presence of anxiety is directly related to the absence of humility. The presence of anxiety is directly related to the absence of humility. What do you mean, Brother Nick? Well, let's look at the Bible. 1 Peter 5, we're going to read the 5th through the 11th chapter verses. It says, likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves to the older. Yea, and all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. How many need grace? Amen? So he resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. So then it says, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. And then it says, casting all your cares upon him because he cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour. And that's when I say we have to break things down and really understand what's going on, we have to understand that in the midst of our day, he's trying to steal, kill, and destroy. All right? And if he can get you more focused on your worries, more focused on your anxiety, more focused on your problems, then you miss out on all the other opportunities of the day, and in the meantime, you suffer the consequences physically. Amen? So cast all your cares upon him because he cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because he's going around seeking who he may desire, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. You're not the only one going through things. But the God of all grace, who has called us unto his eternal glory, how? By Christ Jesus, after that we've suffered a while, he makes you perfect, establishes you, he strengthens you, he settles you. And to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. There's a lot in those few verses right there. Amen? There's a whole lot. But in those few verses contains a lot of times what we go through in our everyday lives. Amen? You know how some things that we struggle with, some say are passed down from generation to generation. Amen? And I don't want to, don't take this the wrong way. I'm not in any way talking bad about my mother. But in saying that, she's a worrier. It's just true. She's a worrier. Amen? She worries. She finds things to worry about. Amen? And I love her dearly. Amen. And she's at the point in her life where it's important for me to go check on her. Amen. Because she lives alone. My sister lives in Fayetteville. I live in the, you know, so it's important for me to check on her at this point in her life because she's getting older. She can't do the things she used to do. There's things we gotta check on her. But the struggle that I go through right now is that she's a worrier. And I'm going through some things right now. And when I go to see about her, the first thing she said, did you find a job yet? Did you get your unemployment yet? Well, what are you going to do? How are you going to pay the bills? What are you going to do there? And that's what I get when I go there. And it's like I'm already carrying that pressure with me. I brought it with me. Amen. That's already, if you don't think that's consuming my mind, I'm trying to, and like I said, you guys are just going to have to wait till I get it together, but I'm trying to put my words into action. I'm trying to do the right, but I go there, and that's the first thing I hear, and it's like more pressure on me, and it makes me not want to go. Do you see how the devil works? I need to go. She needs me to go. But when I go, it's affecting me. And it's hard for me to have a conversation with her saying, Mom, I'm already, you know, feeling the pressure of where I'm at right now. I really don't need you to remember. And then, she'll just get all defensive and say, I don't. And then she says, I'll ask something about my sister. Where's Brenda? Oh, Brenda's working. That's where Brenda is. Yeah. She worked a double last night. Yeah, that's where Brenda is. She's tired because she's working. And I'm like, okay, let me just take a water and I'll be, you know, call me if you need anything. Amen? So, you know, it's funny, but it's real. You know what I mean? It's real. Anxiety is a strange thing. It creeps up on you and comes like a knife stabbing you in your back. It's as though somebody just pulled a blanket and put it over your head. Sometimes, in the strangest of circumstances, at times that we least imagine its presence, it creeps up on us and gets us. And so, you know, when we think about the anxiety that we face, in this time, it was a different kind of anxiety that Peter was talking to them about, because they were facing different things than maybe what we're going through now, but you'll see it's really all the same. You know, at this point, you know, Peter's trying to, you know, these people that Peter's talking to, they lived their lives with the threat of persecution. People were out to kill them. You know, at any time, like a volcano erupting, they may be confronted by their lives in jeopardy, by their families being taken away from them. And for Peter to address the question of anxiety was not, you know, theoretical, but it was intensely practical. It was real. You know, as normal people living in their day, professing faith in Jesus Christ, they worried about the things that people worry about. They worried about their families. They worried about their future. They worried about their employment. Amen? Businessmen still worried about if they were going to turn a profit. Amen? They still worried about the same things, even though it was a different situation. Not too many of us are actually dealing with the fact that, you know, people are out to kill us and our families because of our faith, but we still worry about a lot of those same things. Amen? So, you know, and we gotta be careful. You know, sometimes we just worry to worry, right? And we gotta know ourselves. We gotta know. You know, Fred always talks about being transparent, and that's how we can address and deal with our issues, because we all have issues. Amen? Amen. I remember a funny, I'm probably dating myself, but y'all remember Lily Tomlin? She used to be in Laugh-In and all that stuff. So she did a bit about worry and how she worries, and she said something like, or she said, you know, if olive oil comes from olives and peanut oil comes from peanut, I worry that baby oil comes from where? You know, and some people just worry about things for the sake of worrying. But I thought that was funny. You know, but it you know, worry can really drain us. It can really take away our strength. Amen? And really do a number on our minds. Amen. Some of us worry about being in crowds. Some of us worry about being alone. Some of us worry about failing. Some of us worry about the emptiness of success. Some of us worry about change. Amen. Others worry about, you know, the deadness of doing things the same way over and over again. There's different things that we all worry about. But what is the action that we're supposed to take? How in the world are we supposed to respond to this experience? What is the action that we are to take? Now, you will notice Peter, in the verse, Peter does not say that we are to deny anxiety, nor does he say that we are to ignore it, nor does he say that we are to run from it. Amen? We face the challenge that David sensed in the Psalms, where he responds to those of his friends who were saying to him, "You've got to get out of here. Why do you say to me, 'Flee as a bird to the mountain,'" David said at the time, because David recognizes that if he goes to the mountain, he goes to the mountain and he goes anxious. In other words, you can't run from your problems. You can't run from wherever you run to, they're running with you. Everywhere you go, you are. Amen? So we're not to do that, but Peter uses a graphic word as to what we're supposed to do. He says you are to cast all your anxiety on him. Literally, in your mind, think about throwing it on him. Just get rid of it. Amen? That's what he tells you to do. Instead of going through our days pressed down by the burden of anxiety, we are to throw it upon the Lord. That's what he says. But then when you look at verse 6, we have to understand this concept. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you in due time, casting all your anxiety on him. Reminding us that humility and its presence is directly related to anxiety and its absence. Amen? Self-preoccupation, self-pity, the enjoyment of our little problems, the enjoyment of everybody else's attention being on us because we are anxious is more often not an indication of almost a morbid self-focus whereby we have made ourselves the center of the universe. Not to say that our issues are unimportant, not to say that we shouldn't be concerned, but they must always be brought into the light of the fact that we have a God and a Father of our Lord Jesus Christ who is incredibly interested in the details of our lives. Amen? In other words, the pride part of it is sometimes putting the focus on me. I want all of you to see how much I'm hurting, how much I'm struggling, how much I'm going through. I want all the attention on me. I want all the, you know, I want you guys to, you know, pay, you know, no. Address what you're feeling, but it's never about you. It's never about you. And the more you make it about you, the more prideful you become. Amen? Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. God knows all that we have to face. He knows everything that we're going through. Amen? We need to understand the process. Anxiety, fear, all those things, that's a part of life. Those are things that are going to be in our way from time to time. A matter of fact, the enemy uses those things to steal time from us, to steal opportunities from us, to steal days from us, amen, steal rest from us, amen. He uses those things to bring us down. He uses those things to affect us physically, amen. You know how they say you can worry yourself sick? Amen. He uses those things for those reasons. And instead of us having a pity party about what we're going through, amen, we need to understand that we have an avenue to deal with these things. Even though I'm going through a lot right now, I don't have to carry that weight around me to the point where it's weighing me down to where if somebody else needs an encouraging word, I can't even encourage them because I'm so down myself, right? God told me I can take what I'm going through, I can cast it on him, I can go about my business, amen, knowing that I serve a God that cares, amen? And you know, a lot of times it comes down to pride. You know, and I always think about Camille always says, I got this, amen? And I love that when she says, I got this, because she's taking control. You know what I mean? Like, I can do this. I love that. But you got to be careful about how far you take I got this. Amen? Because sometimes your I got this gets in the way of God helping you get this, if you will. Amen? Because sometimes we become, you know, the world calls it control freaks. Amen? Where I just want to be in control of everything. I'm going to tell you how this is going to go. I'm going to show. And sometimes God is like, nope, I need to have a say in this. Amen. I got some information that you don't know right now. I've already seen down the road and around the corner. You don't see it yet, but if you would acknowledge me, amen, I could drop some knowledge on you that would help you right now. But if you're too much of I got this and I don't need no help, then he just sits by and says, okay, go ahead and get it then. You'll call me after a while. I'll be here. Amen. I ain't going nowhere. I said I'd never leave you nor forsake you. So I like the I got this because that's better than just sitting around and waiting for something to happen. Because a lot of times God gives us what to do and we're still waiting. And God's like, I already told you where you need to go. Amen. But no, you're waiting for a miracle. Amen. You're waiting for something crazy to happen. No, I already gave you the direction. Walk in it. Amen. So we need to be, you know, and it goes back to, I hate to say it, but my favorite, you know, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. I know you think you know something. Amen. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. He promises you that. Amen? So it has to get back to there. It has to. All of us are going through anxiety. All of us face anxieties. All of us face challenges in our lives. Amen? And we have to be careful of our pride when we're going through these things, because the fact of the matter is, as children of God, we can refuse to be burdened by the cares which weigh us down, which disturbs our peace, and which distracts our minds. We can refuse to be burdened by those things. Why? Because of the assurance, the blessed assurance of the Lord's willingness to help us, his willingness to give us grace, his willingness to be there for us. He says, look, I know I've given you a certain amount of strength, but you don't have the shoulders that I have. You are not meant to carry it all on your shoulders. Cast your anxiety on me because I care for you. Amen. Amen. You can throw the whole weight of your anxieties upon him because he cares for you. Amen. And it really comes down to a situation by situation. You know, you really have to say to yourself when you're in a situation, you know, like right now, Lord, I know I need a job. I know, and you know, I need to pay my bills. I know that I should have gotten unemployment a long time ago, and I don't know why it's taken so long. Okay, I know all those things. He knows all those things, right? So I can sit here, and I can worry about it, and I can stew about it, and I can, you know, all these things. Or I can just say, Lord, in the meantime, I'm just going to trust you. I'm just going to keep looking. I'm going to keep surveying the situation. I'm going to keep making phone calls. I'm going to do all the things that I can do, amen, while he's doing what he's doing. And while I'm doing what I'm doing it with expectation is what I should be doing, amen? I should be doing these things with expectation that when I, you know, as I'm looking, as I'm calling, you know, something's going to happen. I know the Lord is going to make something happen somewhere. That's got to be my mentality. That's got to be, that's walking in the Spirit. Amen? Like she said, she's not praying for patience. Why? Because you already have it. You just have to exercise it. Easier said than done, right? Amen. I'm telling you right now how I should be handling my situation, and sometimes I'm doing just the opposite. Sometimes I can't get a good night's sleep because I'm thinking too much about it. Sometimes I'm avoiding going to my mother's because I don't want to hear about it. See, all these things are going on. I'm taking the wrong path, right? So as we get faced with certain things, be practical about it and say, you know what? This is what's on my doorstep right now. Lord, I know it. You know it. I can only do so much. You can take care of the whole thing. I'm going to give it to you. Lord, what should I do in this situation? I'll wait. I'm not, like you said, I'm not just going to sit here and wait, because that's not how he wants us to wait. He wants us to wait while we're doing other things. How do you want us to wait, Lord? In your waiting, pray for somebody else. In your waiting, give somebody else a call. In your waiting, go visit somebody. In your waiting, encourage somebody else. That's how he wants you to wait. Amen? Not just sit there and say, my problem has not been taken care of yet. It's been so long. Matter of fact, it's taken too long. I'm going to go out and do something myself. No? No. Move when he tells you to move. And if you're acknowledging him, and if you're waiting the way he wants you, you will hear him and you will know when to move. Amen? But he wants us to wait, waiting on someone else. Amen? Again, it's never about us. The moment we can take the spotlight off of me, myself, and I, and start, Lord, well, how can I help somebody else? Lord, you know, I could look at it right now like I got more time than I usually have. So what can I do with it, Lord? How can I use this time I have right now that I'm not used to having? How can I use that time to be a blessing to somebody else? To help somebody? That's a good way to wait. Amen? So again, if you want to add me to the prayer list, pray that Brother Nick gets his act together and that I can preach you a message of victory, and God is great because he is, and he's greatly to be praised, and I love him because he first loved me, and he's so good, and he keeps on doing great things, and he can do nothing but fail, and if God be for you, who can be against you? And because of God, we're overcomers. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can overcome any obstacle that comes my way, not because of me, but because of him. Amen? Because we have the victory in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for your goodness and your mercy.